And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Genesis 15, verse 6. The story of Abraham and Nineveh go hand in hand, showing by the facts how God is a forgiving God through faith and repentance. From the Hebrew people manifests the only Hebrew missionary to visit a Gentile nation and convict the nation to repent to God. The missionary's name was Jonah. After being swallowed up by a whale, he was forced to take his mission to Nineveh, the most powerful nation in Jonah's day. As we discussed earlier in chapter 1 of the book, God in the Hebrew is called Yahweh for his personal relationship with man. Jonah's mission enabled the whole nation of Nineveh to repent with no blood sacrifice given, and God forgave the nation of Nineveh through this repentance. The story of Jonah shows how Nineveh, which worship idols, turned and repented to Yahweh, the God of personal relationships. The Bible never goes further to mention Nineveh converting and becoming the one true worshiper of God. Jeremiah the prophet also speaks of a new covenant. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Jeremiah 31, verse 31. This new covenant speaks for all the tribes of Israel, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31, verse 32. The old covenant mentioned here is a Mosaic covenant, the Ten Commandments. This covenant was enforced to reveal sin. God is saying to Israel that they have broken his covenant. God never breaks covenants. He only creates them and holds true to them, as he stated here. God held the covenant of Israel like a husband unto Israel. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31, verse 33.